98.1 KZE. Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. That was Willie Nile on song, and this is Willie Nile on telephone. Hi, Willie.
Hey, Rick. Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing fine, buddy. Happy to be still standing.
Yeah. Well, you just came back from, where were you?
I was in British Columbia. We were doing shows. It's so beautiful in British Columbia. I mean, we were there last year. We went back again. We did a handful of shows out there and did an overnight flight the other night back. But I'm back, and I'm back and happy to be back.
Now, when you say we, did you have the whole band figurative we?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
I had the band.
Okay.
You know, Johnny Paisano, Jimmy Bones, and John Weber. What a band.
Man, they've been with you for how long?
Well, Johnny's been with me since like 2006.
Yeah.
You know, John and Jimmy about the last 4 or 5 years, and we are having a great time playing live shows. I mean, it's never been better in all my years.
Yeah, you guys have some kind of chemistry that is undeniably infectious. I mean, as somebody watching the band, you can't help but have that rock and roll spirit of, I'm loving this. This is just great.
Nobody phones it in, really. And every single song, every single night. I mean, they're my songs, so I give it everything I've got. But they do, too. And nobody phones it in, and we have so much fun.
Mm.
Our live shows have just gotten to be these celebrations where everybody has a great time. And it's a sheer pleasure for me to play them.
Well, we sure love that. And you're going to be appearing in our backyard, more or less, pretty soon. You're coming up to Pauling to play on Wednesday, August 30th, and that's going to be a great show. You bringing the whole band, or is that Willie solo?
I'll have the whole band there, and we love playing Daryl's house. You know, the sound system is just, you know, world-class. Food's great. They take great care of you. We love playing there. It's intimate, so you can see a band that plays shows that are, you know, like arena shows, yet in a small environment. We love playing up there. Yeah, August 30th, look out.
Now, speaking of arenas, if we go back in history with Willie Nile, back in 1980, you opened up for The Who. What kind of experience was that?
Well, I had never toured with a band before. I always played solo in New York, got discovered by the New York Times, and next thing you know, I make a record and with a full band, and we do a tour across the U.S., doing, you know, clubs, small theaters. And next thing I know, I did a gig. The last show of the tour was in at the Roxy in L.A., and Freddie Mercury came out to the show, Graham Parker, and The Who's management. I had heard someone from the record company told me Pete Townsend was a fan of the record, which I didn't believe. And he came out, the manager came out, Bill, great guy, and asked if we wanted to tour across the U.S. with The Who, which we did. We toured all across the U.S. doing arenas. Here I am, just a kid, doing, learning, you know, the ropes of playing live, and next thing I know, in front of 20,000 people. And they were so nice to us.
Did you, were you skeptical when you were approached with that?
Not at all.
Wow.
No, not at all.
Wow.
You know, I'm just... I think I was just naive, but like I believe in the music. You know, I'm not kidding. I mean it. I mean the songs that I play and sing. And we did it. We had a spectacular time going across the U.S. The Who. Can you imagine? I never even dreamt about that as a kid. Tour with The Who. And in fact, a year ago May, in Bethel Woods at Woodstock, The Who played, and they invited me to open up the show with my band and 15,000 people, and we had the time of our lives. It was just. It was magical. You know, they're just such good. They're good people. You know, Pete, Roger are good friends, and the audiences are Who audiences, which, you know, they're music lovers. So it was magical night.
Yeah, and another highlight of the career, you played at Shea Stadium.
Yeah, you know, Springsteen's been really good to me, Bruce. I played the last two shows of the tour. A bunch of years ago, he played Shea Stadium, and I went backstage to say hello, and he goes, "Hey, Will, you want to sing Twist and Shout with Gary Bonds?" You know, I'm a kid who grew up with my transistor radio under my pillow listening to Gary Bonds, and we did that. And another time at Giant Stadium in front of 70,000, Bruce invited me on up to play. Bruce loves to play. He just loves to rock. You know, he doesn't need to do it. And to get to play with, you know, with Bruce and the Who, and you know, I never ever dreamt of that.
Yeah, you know, holy cow.
Yeah.
So what'd you play with Bruce at Giants Stadium?
At Giants Stadium, he called me. We played Glory Days, I think it was. It might have been Mary's House. And then I went off stage, and all of a sudden I hear him just telling the audience, "Well, where's Willie? Let's get Willie back here." I went back on up, and I was on up. I was on stage for, I don't know, 20 minutes.
Wow.
And you know, at the end of his shows, the whole band will run up to the edge of the stage. Well, when I was on there, they did that, and I thought, well, I'm going too. So I went up to the front of the stage, and there's this woman looking up, looking at me with a quizzical look on her face like, "Who is that?" And I just looked at her and smiled, and I kind of, you know, looked at my shoulder and go, "Well, I don't know." It was so much fun.
Yeah, I'm sure you enjoyed every second of that, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't take it for granted. It's humbling, and, you know, I play with Ringo, too. Ringo Starr up in... what's that place up in, I can't remember, one of the sheds up in, what's the racetrack up in upstate New York? I can't remember it anyway.
Oh.
It was
Saratoga. You played at Saratoga.
Saratoga, yeah. I opened up for Ringo at Saratoga, and after the show, after his last song, he's got encore still to do. I'm standing on the side of the stage, about 20 feet away, comes walking over, gives me a hug. Thanks to you for, you know, I did a handful of shows.
Wow.
And he says, "Willie, would you like to come and sing? I get by with a little help from my friends." And I, you know, can you imagine? And I said, I'd be honored, Ringo. And so I went out and got to sing that with him. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah.
You can't make it up.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, Willie, we are looking forward to your appearance Wednesday night, the 30th, at Darryl's House in Pauling. Now, it's been a little while since Streets of New York came out. And what do you have on the horizon, Willie?
We just went in. Actually, I'm going to play a new song we just recorded. I'll be playing at Darryl's House.
Cool.
I recorded a couple of new songs. There's a guy making a documentary about me. I've been working on that for a little while.
Cool.
And I'm hoping to put another record out, or, you know, the first part of next year.
All right.
I'm still writing. The songs are still coming to me. I don't just make records to make records. I don't go in unless I think I've got something special. And we'll be playing one of those new songs, one or two of them, maybe a couple of them, at Darryl's House on the 30th of August.
Well, that's something to look forward to. And I can't wait to hear some new Willie Nile music. So keep the great music coming. Knock them dead at your shows and bring on that energy that Willie Nile brings every time to the stage. 185% every show. So don't miss this, folks. Willie Nile at Darryl's House, Wednesday, August 30th, 7 o'clock show. Darryl'sHouseClub.com. Willie, how can folks find out your tour schedule, buy some of your stuff? What's the best avenue?
If people go to WillieNile.com, WillieNile.com, there's information there, or, you know, we're on social media, Facebook, whatever. And I'm easy to find, you know, Apple Music, Spotify, whatever, but we're having a time of our lives, me and the band. It's never been better, and that the songs are still coming to me, I'm very grateful. So I'm a lucky guy. It's been a great journey, and it's never been better than now, so, yeah.
Yep. Well,
lucky guy.
If that doesn't hook him, I don't know what will. Willie Nile live at Darryl's House next Wednesday, August 30th, 7 o'clock, Darryl'sHouseClub.com. Willie, all the best. Look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thank you, Rick.
And hopefully sometime soon you can stop by. We'd love to accommodate you and have you play some tunes on air and hang out.
I'd love that, Rick. Thank you for the invitation. Thanks for taking the time and the kind words.
All
Much
the best.
Appreciated.
You're
All
welcome.
Right, brother. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
Bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Jeff.
And Dr. Maureen Villelmo.